This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Joining me now, Talk Radio 1210 WPHC, the Zioli Show, Tyler Meredith, the CEO of Nine Line Apparel. He's also a retired Army captain. And a big game tomorrow. Big game tomorrow, Captain. So I guess you're going to be rooting for Army. Is that, do I have that right?
I'm always rooting for both teams except this day. This day I'm rooting for Army. This one's us.
Understood. You guys are doing something very special tomorrow. And by the way, I want to mention this is a your company is relentlessly patriotic, veteran owned and operated, and some beautiful, beautiful stuff that you guys sell, from drinkware and bottle openers. In fact, I got to get a bottle opener. That's what I should do. Is I need a bottle opener. I'm going to buy one from you guys. Great signs and all kinds of other cool stuff. Of course, hoodies and jackets and that sort of thing. But tomorrow, you're going to be doing something to help homeless veterans. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, thanks again for the plug for the company, but and I really appreciate it. But the foundation arm, Nine Line Foundation, we raise funds to build houses for severely wounded veterans. It's what we've done in the past. What we're doing now, our current initiative, is to build homes for people who are the homeless veteran community, the guys that don't have a support network. So all the funds raised at the Tailgate for Troops, which is going to be going on tomorrow all day starting at 10 a.m. at the near the end lot by the stadium, all the funds for that will go towards building these tiny homes for homeless veterans and building a curriculum to try to beat the cycle that they've found themselves in, get them off the street, get them educated in some type of vocational training, and get them back to work. So more of a hand up rather than a handout.
A hand up rather than a handout. I like that. It's very important. And by the way, I should mention the foundation started in 2013. And what motivated you to start the foundation?
Well, I'm a West Point guy. My classmate, Flip Klein, he was severely injured in Afghanistan. He lost all of his limbs, lost 2 fingers, and we wanted to help him out. And we found that I couldn't just give money from the apparel company directly to an individual, and we decided to start our foundation. And it really means a lot to everyone who works for us and everyone who supports us. We got a lot of veteran employees, veteran spouses to give back to our community. So we like to put our money and our actions to speak louder than words and give back to the community.
And you guys are going to be partnering with companies including Sig Sauer, Johnsonville, Gillette, Black Rifle Coffee. Their coffee is awesome. I've had that before. Barstool Sports and some others. And the funds for this year's tailgate, of course, will help the veterans with their homes. And I wanted to ask you, too, when you think about some of the veterans and their need for a home and dealing with some very, very wounded people, do you think the homelessness that we're seeing among our veterans is a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder, or is there something else that's driving that?
It is a lot of that, and it's from every war. You know, people don't like to talk about those things. My grandfather was in the first wave of Marines hitting the beaches at Iwo Jima. He never talked about it. You know, a lot of people of those generations, they just drank and did a lot of unhealthy habits, and that became the norm. But we're trying to encourage people to talk. Mm-hmm. Talk about the things that they're dealing with. That's the first step. And a lot of the guys that I've met with, yeah, it is. It's a mental block. They have the physical capabilities to do and complete this curriculum to get them off the street. It's do they have the mental faculties about them, and how can we help them? So there's a lot of other organizations that we'll be working with. You know, this Veterans Village being built in Savannah, Georgia, which is where we're based out of, and we've got a huge community of support network. So people are donating their time and expertise if they're doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals. Georgia Southern is helping us to develop a curriculum. So it's really a community of practice coming together. And that's what we're trying to show as an example for other cities around the country to do.
Tomorrow's a big game, Army-Navy, of course, right here in Philadelphia. President Trump will be in town for the game, and I'm talking right now to retired Army Captain Tyler Merritt. He's the CEO of Nine Line Apparel, and we're talking about his foundation, the Nine Line Foundation. Tomorrow is the tailgate for troops. By the way, where does it actually take place, the tailgate?
It's in a private lot adjacent from the Eagle Stadium, near closest to the end lot by the Eagle Stadium.
Okay. And can people sign up and go to the tailgate?
Yeah, if you go to tailgateforTroops.org, all the information is listed there. There'll be free food, free alcohol, a ton of activities. I think Sig's going to be auctioning off some weapons.
That's awesome.
Not to be given away there. Right. You're going to have to go and fill out the proper paperwork afterwards. But all of these sponsors are giving a lot to push out the word. And we're really trying to raise about $120,000 deficit that we have right now. We're trying to raise by the end of the year. And hopefully we can put a big dent in that tomorrow.
So the tailgate opens at 10 a.m. The game's at 3. And the tailgate continues after the game, which I think is really, really fun, because a lot of times after the game is when you really want to, you know, relax and unwind and party. So that's great. There's going to be free live music, food, including Baby Blues Barbecue, drinks, Service Brewing, Tattered Flag Brewing, and Stateside Urban Craft Vodka. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. A lot of free alcohol and free food. The idea is, obviously, have a good time, see what we're all about, learn about the organization, and if you feel so, reach into your wallet and try to help us out.
So free booze, free food, and free guns. What could possibly go wrong?
Absolutely nothing. We've done this several years. It's obviously gets bigger and bigger every year. It started off with just, you know, guys hanging out, roasting some goats, talking about how Army's going to beat the heck out of Navy, and yeah, it just kept on getting bigger.
Well, you know what it is, Tyler? It's a very important thing you guys are doing to help our homeless veterans. It really is. Is there an idea of how many homeless veterans there are in the country right now?
I know that I'm really focused in Savannah, Georgia, and there's over 240 homeless veterans, and we're building our initial 12 houses right now on our property. And, you know, my intention is to cycle those individuals through the tiny homes as a transitional home, mm-hmm. you know, to get them off the street, that first step. But there's a lot. I mean, if Savannah, Georgia is a small city and we have 240, how many do you think are here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, right. And what about the mental health care that's provided at the VA?
Yeah, that's something we probably have to talk about another time, but it's needing some help. You know, we've had some guys that work for me took their life this year, and they asked for help. Hmm. And you know, former Ranger, three tours, you know, asking for help, saying I'm going to hurt myself. So there's still some issues, but you know what? There's people taking action. They're stepping up. They're taking responsibility and they're fixing it. So it's going to be a slow process, unfortunately. Right.
Before I let you go, you started this company, which I think is an incredibly powerful company, Nine Line Apparel. How did you get the idea to do that?
It was one of those. I was active duty. I was flying in special operations, and you know, we just didn't have a brand that resonated with us. And my brother actually came up with a name. We had a graphic designer, started doodling some images. And the next thing we knew, a brand was born. Hmm. And it just became iconic to have people start a conversation of what is that logo? What does it mean? And in the military, a nine line is a distress call. So when someone's injured, you know, you call a nine line, someone like myself would pull them off the battlefield. And I think right now we're trying to change that distress call to encourage people to have a conversation, to try to bridge the gap between those who serve and those who don't, and have respect for one another. That's the call to action.
Well, it's fantastic. I'm actually going to buy a onesie because a friend of ours, a couple, just they're adopting a child. So I'm going to buy, I think, the Land of the Free, America, Land of the Free 1776 onesie. Maybe that's the one I'll get him. I'm not sure. But I like the one that also says just stand. Like the Nike, just do it. That's kind
of
cool.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, that's our response to Nike's decision to endorse Colin Kaepernick. So that's become a polarizing, but I don't think it should be. But that's our stand. We stand for making things in the United States. We stand for employing veterans as best we can, and we stand for a few other things like respecting the flag and the national anthem.
Well, listen, my friend, God bless you. You're doing great work. And again, it's nineLineApparel.com is where you can buy the very, very cool stuff. But tomorrow is the Tailgate for Troops. And go to tailgateforTroops.org, tailgateforTroops.org, and then go to the tailgate tomorrow, the Army-Navy game. Have a great day and a great time. And please come back on the show, Tyler. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, sir.
Tyler Merritt, CEO of Nine Line Apparel. Thank you, Captain.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.